All right, Joey Savacci, I'm back at the National. So are you. They're not a lot of fun. It was a hot day today. It was altitude, like I felt for you guys a little bit. It was a tough one for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we talked about earlier, it was definitely kind of hard to pass in areas. I do feel like this track was very much a clean air type of track. Yeah. You know, I think if you can get away early and you can get a clean track to ride on, I think it's a lot easier to find a flow. But when you're behind somebody, you know, you're trying to go everywhere you can to find a new line, and you're burning a lot of energy. And then and on top of that, I mean, you're making all these attempts to make passes, and they're not working.
Well, yeah, I think that there's no changes up top of the hill. What could you do there other than follow the dude around those turns, right?
Nothing. I mean, that was unfortunately, you know, when you have a off-camber-ish type corner like that, it's no different than at Hangtown that, what is it, the first turn, second, yeah, third, fourth, like the coming down the hill, like that slow right-hander, like nothing you can do. I think Jason made one pass, and that was an impressive pass, to say the least, but there's not a lot you can do in those sections. And then, you know, like when it is rutted enough, it's hard to be able to move around.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to race on concrete either, but
yeah.
It's hard. It's a fine line. I could sit here and bitch and complain, but at the end of the day, you know, like if it was hard packed, I'd be like, why didn't they till it? So it is tough, but I do think racing purposes, the new section maybe wasn't the best.
Right. Let's blame Ben LeMay. He didn't race today because he was sick, but he designed it, I think. So let's blame him.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Yeah. I'm here for the Barcia Savacci battle in the second moto. I'm here for it. Just all of it. Love it. Dive bombing in the first turn, going at it. Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, it's again, you know, like I started off a little slow and he got around me, and then I found a flow when I wasn't right on him, and I caught up to the back of him, and then, I mean, he might disagree with me, but I made the pass clean as I possibly could have made it. And then, not that his was bad, but there was a lot of guys going around the rollers behind the finish line, like off the side of the track.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't really see that from where I was, but I got a tweet about it.
Yeah, and then, like, we have video of it also from the first moto. And, I mean, I guess hindsight, I should have just started going around the track with him. But, like, you know, I try to stay on the track. So when he made the pass back, I heard him to my right, yeah, off the side. And so then you open the arc up, right?
Yep.
And then he's got all this momentum coming up the hill. Yep. And then we get to the top of the hill, and it's a typical bar to brake check me, you know, park me. But which I was fine with it, you know. Like, I wish we could have been a little bit closer to the front battling. But, I mean, overall, like, my overall was exactly the same as last weekend. But my riding, I felt like, was a lot better. That first moto was good.
Yeah.
You know, I think had we had another lap or two, we might have been able to make a move there on Dungey. And who knows? But I think considering where I'm at, how many days I've ridden, it's a good starting point, and this weekend was a big improvement.
Through the first four motos that you've done, the second moto has been worse. Is that just I'm tired, lack of racing, like, you know, like a little bit of that?
Last weekend, second moto was better.
It was?
Yeah. I got 11.9.
Oh, you did? I thought you went 9.11. Oh, so my whole question was stupid then. Yeah, okay.
Well, no, but it is some of it, like, I was texting you earlier this week. Like, last weekend for me was very tough. So when I crashed and I did my knee, I took a handlebar to the hip, and basically there was bleeding, like a bruise, bleeding going on in my hip. And what happened was is in my hip, I got calcification. So in a bit, essentially, it's like another piece of bone. And the outer part of your hip, the part that sticks out on the front of you, well, if you bring your knee towards your chest, and then, like, if I tried to open my knee, I couldn't because the calcification was hitting it. So in practice, second practice, I almost crashed and I put my foot down. And when I did that, my knee came back towards me and it ripped it open. So it broke the bone. It broke the calcification.
How weird? Did that feel weird?
Oh, it was terrible. So, like, dude, before first moto, I could barely walk up the stairs.
Oh, wow.
It was hard for me to get on the bike. So last weekend was, I was glad to get it under my belt, but it was probably some of the most, if not the worst pain I've ever been in to ride. And, I mean, I knew it, too. Sunday, dude, my jaw was hurting so bad from biting on my mouth guard. But it was everything I could do to get through it. But, again, like, dude, I have 15 days of riding since I've done my knee. And it's obviously I want to do better. And our speed is pretty good. It's just trying to put all the pieces together.
Is there any way you can compare the Cowie you're on now to when you were on it before? Like, it's a totally different bike. I get it. Good, bad. Do you remember? I mean, you had a lot of JGR stuff. You had some kids. Like, it's a long time ago. But can you compare them at all?
Yeah, I think we're in a much better spot now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I mean, I think Brock does do a really good job. And I think they've done a good job of just burning down the house, trying to figure out how to make it better. And you know, a lot of the stuff that I was struggling with when I was here, getting the bike to turn and all that, I think they've done a really good job of getting it under control. So,
well, it's such a new bike too, though, like, right? Like, it's so...
Well, I mean, I was, the first year I was on it was the first year it came out.
Was it 19? See, I thought you were on the older model. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you really can compare. It is apples to apples.
It is apples to apples, but, you know, like, so it was the first go at it. Yep. And, you know, obviously, the way Eli rides is unique. And, yeah, so, I mean, it was the first year bugs that they were trying to work out. And the bike even then was really good. I just personally struggled with it the way I ride. Yeah. And... I mean, obviously, it's working pretty damn good. You know, Jason won the last four, and he won the overall last weekend, and he was on the box the first moto this weekend. So the bike is good, and I do believe that from where it was when I first got on it to where it is now, it's only gotten better.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.